Well, praise God. His presence is here, isn't it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We want to welcome Pastor Smith and his wonderful wife and his associates here and everybody else that came with him. Praise God. Yeah, praise the Lord. You bet. Yes, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, I am blessed with salvation through Jesus, which means deliverance. I have been delivered from sickness and disease. From demons and principalities and powers. From poverty. From the works of the flesh. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. I'm blessed with the faith of Jesus. I use that faith. Right now, to say by faith, I'm sitting in His presence. I'm in His Shekinah glory. Everything in my body that does not belong there is being broken off by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I thank you, Jesus, that you have freed me, spirit, soul, and body. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We're going to talk tonight about conditions for unanswered prayer. We all want to know about that, don't we? Praise God. Remember this, as you go through this journey on earth, my tongue is anointed here. You may get into bitterness or anger. That means you've dirtied yourself. Satan can only touch what is dirty. He cannot touch what is clean. So your answer is, every day, as often as possible, you need to say, I'm cleansed by the blood. I'm cleansed by the blood. You see what I'm saying? So if you get caught up in bitterness, don't go with that. I'm cleansed by the blood. Because he can only touch which is dirty. He can't touch what is cleansed by the blood. Amen? Hallelujah. See, in the next, we're going to go through a couple of things before we go to scriptures. The next thing is, you must never let your emotions mentor you. I tell people that. See, you may have a thought, get an emotion, and it may mentor you into mental believing. Not faith of God, but mental believing. And so a lot of people let their emotions mentor them. That's why they get into a lot of problems. We're so taken up with dealing with our emotions and dealing with the emotions as mentoring you that you don't get caught up in the blood and the faith of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the scriptures. A lot of people are mentored by their emotions. Say, Jesus said, we were healed. By his stripes, we were healed. By his blood, we were cleansed. By his death, we died. To the world, sickness, disease, demons, principalities and powers. And by his resurrection, we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to find myself here. I'm drifting. Praise God. Now listen now, here's the next one. Before we go into scriptures, God told me to give all this dessert up front. And I'm going to use the term mom and dad. When they place a seed, you can't even see it. Even with a telescope or whatever, you can't even see it. Yet, in that seed, there is arms, legs, eyes, ears, brain. And when it comes out, it's not completed. When it comes out of mom's womb, it's not completed. But you have everything, and it just automatically, you grow, and it comes into your life, and your brain starts to grow, and so on and so forth. In that little seed is everything. When you and I accept Jesus Christ, if you can look at him as a seed, that you have everything you need in the seed. And the Holy Spirit takes from Jesus and gives to us. As we start to mature. As we start to grow spiritually. So you got two seeds, neither one can you see, but yet everything you need is in both seeds. Now, in the seed of the natural, it just comes natural. The arms pop out, the brain comes in, the eyes come in. But in the seed of Jesus, you have to become a good steward, renew your mind, realize that you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. Realize that you must have the Word of God working in you. And when you do, the Holy Spirit starts taking from Jesus. And when he takes from Jesus, guess what? It's holy. So a lot of people don't grow because they have dirty thoughts. They don't claim the blood of Jesus has cleansed them. So the Holy Spirit can't put something holy into your spirit, into your mind. You got to recognize that Jesus is holy, whether you like it or not. Whether you came to hear that or not, you're going to hear it. Because you know why? That's what God gave me. Oh, I'll do that. Hallelujah. Turn, if you would, to Mark 11. Say Mark. 11, 22, and 23, Steve. Mark. That don't mean mark your Bible. That means mark. Who? Yeah. They was asking him a question. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. That's the God kind of faith. Now, before we go any further, I want you to understand something. The God kind of faith has always operated to help somebody. Whether it be the planets, the stars, the moon, you see, his faith operates to help somebody. Lazarus, come forward, pick up your bed and walk. The God kind of faith always operated to help somebody. We try to operate it to help us. We in America have so many problems, we want God to bless us. Going out, bless us coming in. We don't look for the God kind of faith. That's the reason why we don't get answered prayers. Because when you're seeking the God kind of faith, and it's in that seed, when you're seeking the God kind of faith, it's to help somebody. That means that puts you in the kingdom, and he'll add to you. All you got to do is operate in God's kind of faith to help the broken, the blind, the weak, the poor, run off demons. See, God kind of faith is to help. You never see God kind of faith from Genesis to Revelation that it wasn't doing something to help somebody. Whether it be a sovereign move of God that caused the manna to come out of heaven, opening the Red Sea, it was always to help somebody. He sent a fish and commanded the fish to swallow Jonah. That helped Jonah. And always remember, his faith always operates out of love. Say, God loves me. Say, I'll never have any more of God's love than I have right now. So everything God does, it's a God kind of faith, but it also operates out of love. So the God kind of faith is to help somebody. So we want faith to believe for $1 million, to believe for a house or an automobile. No, you want the God kind of faith to seek the kingdom. He'll add the stuff to you. That's God's business. See, if you want faith, God can, to help you, guess what? You'll probably have unanswered prayers. But everything you need is in that seed in you. Can't see this seed? Yet by itself, it grows and makes arms and legs and fingernails and toes and heart. And so this one over here does the same thing. It operates in the supernatural realm. And everything is in that seed. And the anointing in 1 John 2:27, which is the Holy Spirit, will teach you all things. So he's going to try to get you to operate in the God kind of faith. You want that faith to help people. You want that faith to preach the Word of God. You want that faith to get the mind of Christ in you. You want that faith for visions and dreams so that you can edify the body, so you can equip the body that there really is a heaven, there really is a God, there really is visions and dreams. But all that faith operates out of God's love. So say, Jesus said. So if he said, we were healed, why are you trying to get healed? Right? Why are you trying to get healed? You know what it is? You got some dirtiness in your life. And sickness holds on to you. Think about it. See, you didn't think I'd say that. We'd be going through a battle. My wife having a problem, a battle over here we went through. We go through, the Bible says, Peter says, you're going to have various trials. But he said they won't last forever. See, we charismatic people think no one gets ill, no one gets broke, no one has. You're on a merry-go-round. I've been in ministry 35 years. Hang around for a while and I'll show you a few things. So, for surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, see, this is prayer, unanswered prayers, because we don't operate in a God kind of faith. We're trying to speak to the mountain of finances. Everybody wants to hear about prophetic blessings, money blessings, not the blessings of his love and his peace and his joy and his anointing and his mind and the gifts of the Spirit, which are sovereign moves of God, authority, power, and dominion. Amen? So if you're speaking to a mountain in your life and ain't moving, guess what? You ain't operating in the God kind of faith. Now, we all don't want to admit to this, but you came here for a reason. That is to hear the Word of God. And you're going to hear it. See, I'm not threatened by anybody, nobody, anything or what. Did that make sense? It didn't to me, so... Hallelujah. Whoever says to this mountain, we all have mountains. And the first thing we talk about, financial mountain. I got money, finances, man. Well, you're not going to get the God kind of faith to bless you financially. God said he'd add to you. Ah. See, we want to take the short trip. Guess what? Isn't it about time that you start calling things by the God kind of faith and see it come in? Amen. Isn't it time to get off in the merry-go-round and thinking you're some kind of superhuman being? Well, if you don't catch on tonight, you never will. This is plain. This is clear, isn't it? Whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not what? If you have the God kind of faith, you can't doubt. You can't doubt. But if you got into bitterness and anger and unforgiveness, you got a dirty mind. I'm not putting you down. I've had a dirty mind. But that's what Satan attaches itself to. The things that God wants you to go is to get God kind of faith to help so you can speak to their mountain and not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he'll have whatever he says. Don't you think it's about time this thing is starting to wear out and we don't see things happening? You know why? We don't have the God kind of faith. And we don't want the faith to help somebody. We're not seeking God kind of faith to help somebody, to get someone out of a wheelchair, or to speak to their mountain. We turn everything to ourselves and try to get blessed. If you could stand up in heaven and listen to your prayers coming up there, which you say, oh, motor mouth, he's saying the same thing over and over and over. He's not seeking the God kind of faith. You can only get the God kind of faith through trials and testings. See, you're not going to step up and say, I got the God kind of faith. Well, if you do, come up and grow my leg out. For those who don't know, I got a plastic leg. When I shot myself, it hurt. I've never forgotten that pain. I don't want to get shot again. It hurts. Particularly when it bounces off the bone. So he says, you got to have the God kind of faith to speak to mountains. You can't doubt. Listen, saints, if you examine God, you'll find out he put the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets. He put night and day. It was all for us. The cross was all for us. What do you want faith for? To double your checkbook? Well, you can always go from 0-0. That's double. See, if we don't learn the truth, saints, we'll keep spinning our wheels. Calling those things that are not as though they are. The only way you can call those things that are not is by God kind of faith. And it's got to be the faith that's going to help somebody. See, we all want to be, oh! Gee, I think I hurt myself. Praise God, amen? So God wants you to discover tonight there is a God kind of faith, and it's all in that seed. You seek the kingdom, he'll add to you. What? Whatever you need. That's a sovereign authority, power, and dominion of God. The same way he sent the raven to feed Elijah. Sovereign move of God. That was a sovereign move of God with Jesus on the cross. You remember they came to get him? Who are you looking for? Jesus of Nazareth. The whole army fell down. They couldn't take him if he didn't want to. It was a faith move of God's love. It was for us. So that I can stand here tonight and you can sit there tonight and say we're washed in the blood. We're cleansed. That when he died, I died with him. Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, not I, but Jesus Christ lives in me. Now in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God who loved me and died for me. You died with Christ. When he resurrected, even though you wasn't there, you rose up into victory. You rose up in the cleansing blood. You were healed. Why? Because Jesus said. There ain't no point in having a conversation with anybody. Jesus said, settles it. Amen. See, I've prayed for people and given them words, and they've gone home and asked their Catholic brothers and sisters. They can't find their way out of a spiritual closet. Oh, that ain't right. That God don't do that no more. Well, I might as well get my crutches and walk with you then. And that's not putting no denomination down. If you want to know anything, ask the Holy Ghost. Open the Bible and find out. It's not wrong to ask your pastor if he's equipping you. But don't argue with him. When he tells you the word, don't say, "Oh, no. Oh, I already know that." No, you don't. If you know it, the word's working in you. Say, "The word's working in me." Because I'm hearing it tonight. And I'm speaking it. By the Holy Ghost. The anointing is speaking through me. Teaching me all things. So he's going to teach you how to walk in the God kind of faith in 1 John 2:27. He's going to teach you how to walk in faith. And it's all in that seed that you can't see. You may go through some testing, some trial. You may go through some financial problems. What are you confessing when you go through that? Are you confessing the finished work of Jesus? Because Jesus said, did you really believe or have the God kind of faith that you really died with him? Do we really believe we died? All of us don't. Sometimes I wonder. Sometimes I think I'm already embalmed. What does that mean? Just think on it for a while. Don't even know what it means. Just think on it. Hallelujah, right? Okay. Conditions for unanswered prayers. Number one, the God kind of faith. Say, I got to have the God kind of faith. See, we all have a measure of faith. We all have some faith. But everything that Jesus spoke, nothing refused him. It came to pass. But he was trying to help the guy who had been sitting there all this time. He said, pick up your bed and walk. He had the God kind of faith to help that person. You never see Jesus having the God kind of faith to get money. He even borrowed a grave. He knew he wasn't going to hang around there for a while, long time. You can get into the God kind of faith. Catherine Kuhlman was in the God kind of faith. All the generals back there were in the God kind of faith. That's why they had miracles and things. When they spoke and said things, it happened. Today, we just promote ourselves. And then our emotions mentor us, and then we get mental believing. Mental believing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Romans 4:17. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed. God who gives life to the dead, says God who gives life to the dead, calls those things which do not exist as though they did. The God kind of faith can do this. You and I can start doing this stuff and speaking this stuff, and all of a sudden we get bored with it because it doesn't happen. Calling those things that do not exist as though they do. Well, everything in the finished work of Jesus, it's in that seed. It should exist in our lives. Are you listening? You can call those things that do not exist as though they do because, saints, it's the finished work of Jesus. But in order to have it to manifest, you got to have the God kind of faith. Or not manifest. Jesus said, I'm the author and finisher of your faith. See, you and I ain't the finisher. Jesus is. So everything is formed by the word as far as God's concerned. You get that? The seed in the natural, that's God's creation. You was formed by the word. Genesis 2:26, God said, let us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, make man in our image and after our likeness. That seed that came out of mom's womb was a creation of God. Now, what happened to it after is another story. See, God spoke, you see, and his creation came out of that seed, and mom and dad came out of that womb and everything else, and it created life, created you and I, a man, woman. Amen? Hebrews 11:3. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed, see, the God kind of faith, by the word of God. You understand that? Anything you're going to do, it must be framed by faith, by the word of God. If I'm going to renew my mind, it must be renewed with the word of God. Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, preach the word. Well, a lot of people years ago used to go around and tell everybody, if you have a word church, it won't grow. I almost said one time to an evangelist of traveling, he was overseas and everything else, I almost said, who died and left you, God? The word does work. It healed me from booze and drugs and multiple sclerosis. It taught me how to be married 56 years. The word works. If you let the word work in you. But everything you ought to do, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God so that the things which were not seen were not made of things which are visible. So you're not going to put together your life by visible things. You're going to put your life together in the house, the car, the ministry, the business, you see, by the faith, by the God kind of faith. And it'll come to pass. It will not hold back. It can't. Because everything that God speaks, it comes to pass. So the Holy Spirit wants to teach us how to have the God kind of faith. Some of you will go no further than you are right now. You'd rather have me study and preach to you. You would. And you leave here renewed, refreshed, equipped. Well, that's what I'm supposed to do. Guy laid his hands on me one time, and I went out in the spirit. And I had an out-of-the-body experience. I didn't believe in the spirit realm. And I was standing there laughing at the pastor that had caught me and trying to figure out why he wouldn't look at me. And I told the guy who done laid hands on me, he said, you know something, Mallory? That was the first service I ever held. He's going to be at Andrews here in a couple of weeks. True story. Out of the body. I believed in the spirit after that. My mother was with us. She thought I died. I turned white as that post over there. You know why? The spirit wasn't in the body. Life is in the spirit. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Galatians 5, 22, 23, and 24. See, if I receive more of Jesus, I'm receiving more of his love. Everything you do is going to operate out of love. So now it says, no, I don't want that. I don't want that one. What did I say? Well, go to 23. Well, let's go another one. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. See, we go through this whole crucifying to all these passions and all these things we have. And then the more you become like Christ, the more love you of Christ you have. So he's going to work with us, get us to renew our minds, get us to realize that everything the Holy Spirit takes from Jesus is holy. Get us to be a good steward over the things you already have and already know that God's already given you. For example, tongues. You got to be a good steward over tongues. You got to talk to God. If you started out being baptized in the Holy Ghost, the ever speaking in tongues, and you've slowed down, not do it no more, you're wrong. God's not going to promote you any further than your stewardship. Then you got to be a steward over your salvation. You got to keep speaking yet you've been delivered from sickness and disease. Jesus said you were healed, period. If you don't get that in your mind, you won't get the love of God. When Jesus makes a statement, that settles it. It doesn't mean you got to go around five people, you know, and trying to get a confirmation and everything else. When you read in the Bible, Jesus said, that's it. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh. Well, the Bible says we died with him. But guess what? The flesh wants a lot of stuff. The mind is enmity against God. It don't want to obey God. We're all hoodlums. Huh? We are. We all only want the good things of God. We don't want testings. We don't want trials. We don't want to be bothered with. It may take 20 years for you to grow into that, out of that seed. No, I want it yesterday. I don't want to do all that stuff. Well, guess what? You'll be still saying the things 20 years from now. You know why? You don't have good stewardship. God has given everybody here a call and a direction. And every one of us likes to be under somebody. You know why? There's no responsibility. Go see Pastor Mayo. Go see Pastor Mayo. Go see Pastor Mayo. Okay. So you want to know why unanswered prayers? Mark 23 and 24 again. See, you got to learn to pray in no uncertain terms. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you'll have them. Now, Jesus said this. I didn't say it. Jesus said this. Isn't that what he said? See, we skip right over that. You know why? We can't get it to work in the faith we're walking in. It takes the God kind of faith. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, now the first thing everybody does is go for the jugular of finances. We tell God what we need. He already knows what we need. He knows we need to be in the kingdom. He'll add to us. But we tell God what we need. I need a successful business, and I need a successful ministry. I need to be anointed. There's only one way to get to this stuff, saints. If someone tells you you're there yesterday, you're not there. And I'll tell you how you can find out. Go up and open a storefront. Watch everybody come because you got it open. Everybody going to come see you. But I'm preaching the word. It don't make any difference. Most of the stuff we preach, we don't even believe it. Yeah. What did I say, 23 and 24? Yeah. Matthew 17, 20. Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, see, the flesh has unbelief. For surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, he's talked about little faith, he's talked about mustard seed, you see, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Because in Mark 9:23, all things are possible to those who believe. See, we don't know how to get into the God kind of faith that really causes people to come out of wheelchairs. Everything must move according to the God kind of faith when God speaks. Can we grow into that? Well, if you believe you have everything in that seed, you can grow into it. These people, these generals back years ago, they grew into it. Now, a lot of them suffered an awful lot. Brandon lost two wives. That ain't fun. Praise God. If you can believe, all things are possible to them who believe. Well, there's a mustard seed faith that can speak to the things that Jesus said, but there's a God kind of faith that can move mountains and move people out of wheelchairs and leprosy and cancer and so on and so forth. Well, we take that scripture back there and this one here. Jesus said, because of your unbelief, surely I say to you, if you have mustard seed, you can say to this mountain. Well, you may say to some mountains. Why? Because Jesus said you could under this faith here. I'm talking about the God kind of faith. I'm talking about standing in front of whoever, the devil, principalities and powers, cancer, sickness, disease, blindness. Well, we write into that's a mountain in everybody, but we need to admit, saints, that a lot of eyes ain't being opened. A lot of people ain't coming out of wheelchairs. A lot of people ain't standing up when you tell them to in the name of Jesus. You know why? The faith that we're seeking, it has to be faith that God can, that helps people. He's our example, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And it has to be faith to help somebody. Amen. You can't want faith to walk in the supernatural only. You got to have the God kind of faith that helps somebody. The whole history of God, he had no beginning and no end, but you study him, everything he did it was to help somebody. And it operated out of love. The Bible says we can get there. Why? Because it's all in that seed. See, a lot of people think you can speak to the mountain. That means you can speak to wheelchairs, speak to everything, and it's going to move. Well, that's not true at all. I've been 35 years in the ministry. I've spoken to a lot of people in wheelchairs. They sat there. Have you ever prayed to people in wheelchairs? They just sat there. What do? We blame them probably, huh? Oh, you ain't got nothing. But you're supposed to be operating the faith in the God kind of faith. You're the one that's supposed to be operating in the supernatural move of God or the gifts of the Spirit. And always, gifts of the Spirit are released to help that individual, not to show you off. Why isn't it being released today through us? See, I have to admit, and I get in the prayer closet and I ask God, I'll do whatever I can say to get there. I do whatever I do to get there. Just teach me. I've had a lot of spankings, a lot of corrections. I know you lovely people haven't, but praise God. Okay, Matthew 21:21. So Jesus answered and said to them, assuredly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you'll not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done. See, God's, listen to Jesus now. He used a God kind of faith to speak to that fig tree, didn't he? That was a God kind of faith. But he says if you'll have faith, you can do the same thing. But also if you say to this mountain, there's many mountains I've spoken to in my life, and they left. Booze, drugs, multiple sclerosis, and all kinds of things. But I have never seen operating in the fullness of the God kind of faith that nothing can refuse you. When you say, because faith operates out of love, that's God's grace. God's grace operates out of love. And you have all the love you need right now. It's just how can we get it from the seed to operate in here by the Holy Spirit? Amen? Well, it takes a journey. It takes stewardship. It takes renewing the mind. It takes praying in tongues. It takes building up your most holy faith. That and probably much more. So if you want to do all of that and don't tithe, and you're trying to speak to the financial mountain? I want a wheelbarrow full of money, God. 22. Why do you think Jesus keeps repeating this? And whatever things you ask in prayer, believe you'll receive. Now, this is one of the things I practice. I build up my most holy faith by praying in tongues. I'm not asking God for anything. I'm just speaking in tongues. The Holy Ghost praying through me by my spirit, and I'm talking to God. Okay? Once I build that faith up, that's when I start speaking the word that's going to answer my prayer. It's the word that's going to answer my prayer. So you got to build your faith up. Now, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We know that. And then there's a wonderful gift of faith. But that holy faith, building up your most holy faith, what kind of faith do you think that comes from? The God kind of faith. God's faith is holy. Isn't it? It seems like you're chewing on an awful lot here tonight, but it's necessary. God gave me all this. See, I've been talking about this for 20 years. Sometimes I think I'm talking a bunch of redwood. Well, John 15:7. If you abide in me, okay, my words, the words working in me, the words abide in you, then you can ask and desire, say, what you shall desire, it'll be done. You know, we want to take the short trip. We just want to speak God's way. Right now, I'm just going to call it in. See, there's a lot of teachings out there, but there ain't nothing no better than on-the-job training. You can hear all kinds of stories. Walk out of here thinking you're a mountain man or something. You can hear all kinds of things. Andrew up here is a good teacher. Guess what? He's only been doing it 40 years. And we go up there the second year. A student, man, we wanted the second year. I was like that. I used to run all over the place and put an ad in the paper, miracle service. It's a true story. I'd get a hotel room, put chairs in there, and the guy would bring whatever we need. Trinidad, Alamos, everywhere. We drove all the way to Alamos, and three people showed up. I preached like there was 5,000. Then after I left, I said, I ain't doing this no more. This is a bunch of junk.
I prayed. I fasted. I studied to show myself approved. And look what happens.
You can almost hear God say, you're so far from it, you're not even, you can't even see it yet. It hasn't even come into the clearing yet. So you can walk towards it. I sent out letters one time to 5,000 people. I said, I'm going to build a church. Never got an answer. I was asking them all for $5,000. I said to Betty one time, I wonder if they had stamps. Maybe we should have sent stamps with them. No, they weren't going to follow a jerk. Somebody who promoted himself thought he was there and he really wasn't there. Well, I've been on some funny journeys. But you see, it's the word. If you abide in me, you got to abide in Jesus. And my words, and I don't, now we pick out words we want to, you know, we want the miracle words, we want the financial words. All you got to get settled in you is the kingdom, and he'll add to you. And all you want faith for is to help somebody. It took me a long time to catch on to that. God's always knocking, clink, 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 clink. Do you understand? And he's talking to you, but you're so noisy, your mind ring, you don't even hear him talking. God never talks to me. You got to get into his peace. You got to get quiet. God talks to everybody. You might not like what he's going to say, but he talks to everybody. I came home drunk one night. I took a 357 Magnum. I was sitting there on my chair at my lazy boy today, looking at where that bullet went in. I said, "You're an idiot. Hoodlum, that's all you are." And where the bullet went in, and I replayed that film. You know, God had to be with me. All I had to give up was one leg that had gangrene. I wasn't saved then. 60 days later, I got saved. But you see, I had a death wish. People say, "You did?" Yes, I had a death wish. I was driven by an unclean spirit. I used to row automobiles and see how many times I could do it. God can take a person like that, like in Acts 9, he saw it move upon Paul. He got him saved. And look at the work Paul done. He can take anybody. "I'll go anywhere. I'll do anything, Lord." I wish I could have called that back. I was really wild. But God can take your life, change you, anoint you, and cause you to be a super powerful under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Well, all you hear is his voice and you're obedient to it. It takes a God kind of faith. It'll take the God kind of faith of, you know, to help people here tonight. If you've done anything in your life that you think you can't get healed, you're not confessing the blood. And you haven't died with Jesus. God wants you to resurrect into his resurrection power and have victory in your mind, victory in your marriage, victory in your ministry, victory in your business. But that's what you have to go to the Holy Ghost school, on-the-job training for. You got to learn. And the Bible says the Holy Spirit will teach you all things. Really, why do we want faith? Why do we want it? If you get people and they're honest and you line 10 people up here and you say, "Why do you want faith?" Well, they'll always turn to themselves. "Well, I need this and it takes faith to get it, and I need this and it takes faith to get it." Well, praise God. Are you blessed? Well, I'm just looking at some songs here. Just hold on that. Nine in the purple, Terry. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
My soul, it longs. Said to me, "Son of man, have you seen this?" Then he brought me and he returned me to the river. And he said to me, "This water flows toward the eastern region and goes down into the valley and enters the sea. And when it reaches the sea, its waters are healed. And it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the river goes, shall live."
For there is all. His holy presence is filling this place. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. This lady right back here, what's your first name again? Point to yourself, yeah. You? Yeah. What's your first name again? Yeah. Kim? Hallelujah. There has been some danger times in your life. God has brought you from an old place into a new place. And God is teaching you now how to receive from that seed or from the blessings of the Holy Spirit. There's some things that disturb you in your emotions about what people say sometimes to you, and some things in your family that has caused you to turn away, and God's going to teach you how to walk in love and how to not partake of a lot of things, but how to love people. And God's going to show you how to receive the love of God tonight, because you need that, because you've been struggling. You have a heart for God, and you've been struggling in a lot of areas. And all it is coming into his rest. We all need to learn how to come into his rest. And God is saying he wants you to come into his rest, knowing that the finished work of Jesus is done. And he's going to bring you into that rest. And he's going to manifest his love in your life. There has been tremendous noisy things in your mind and your emotions. It's causing a terrible emotion in your life. And the emotion is trying to mentor you. And God says tonight, no longer will you be mentored by your emotions. You'll be mentored by the Holy Spirit and by the Word of God. I have spoken this to you, says the Lord, and it shall come to pass. Because everything I speak, saith the Lord, nothing is held back when I speak. It will move as I speak to it. On your behalf, under the grace and love of Jesus, he has spoken to it. And you are free in all those areas that you weren't free. Come up here now quickly. Hallelujah. Come up here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Just stand there a minute, dear. Close your eyes. Raise your hands. Hallelujah. Oh. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Ah. The presence of the Holy Spirit. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Ah, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Ah, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That something has got to start in. What's your first name? Rosalind. Something has got to start in your life, and it's not good. And God's going to show you how to overcome that. It comes to you every once in a while and captivates you and almost gets you, almost discourages you as far as your ministry is concerned and so on and so forth. God's going to remove that tonight. God's going to free you, spirit, soul, and body tonight. You're not going to struggle in that area no more. That which is coming to you, whether it be family, whatever it may be, don't try to figure out what it is. It's something that's coming to you that holds you back. Get you sometimes even out of reading the Word of God and prayer. But God says it's broken tonight. I have spoken to it. You have my love and my grace, and it's broken off you tonight. Come up here, dear. Come up here quickly. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. The power of Jesus. Raise your hands there. Close your eyes. Oh, blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of Jesus upon my sister, Lord. Presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How's your hip or leg or whatever it was? It's healed? Praise God. Hallelujah. Huh? Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you the one I said it was expecting something? Did you? How long ago was that? Oh, what's the matter? No, I'm talking to you in the green there. Have you received anything fresh and new from God? Oh, you don't try, dear. You don't try. It's already done. You're a receiver. Stand up, dear. Stand up. Oh, Father God, we talk about the peace, Lord. Help her receive it, Holy Spirit. Help her receive it, Holy Spirit. Oh, help her receive it, the blessings of the Lord, Lord. Oh, help her, Lord. Every bit of the other stuff, Lord, go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's gone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't we need the river? Hallelujah. We need the river. We need the presence of the Holy Spirit. More and more and more. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. What is your first name? The red? Carlos. You're concerned about something. I sense that coming through my spirit. You're concerned about something. You need some help in an area. Is this your wife, a daughter, whatever? Oh, you were here last week, a couple weeks ago. Yes. You're concerned about something. Is it her you're concerned about? Isn't it? How you doing? All three of you, come up here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How you doing, young lady? What'd you say? You're doing good.
She doesn't speak English.
I know that. She didn't last time she was here either. So you got some concerns about her, right? Have you ever told her? You have. Oh. Unlock your arms. Yeah. Close your eyes. Raise your hands there. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, I take that out of her thoughts, Lord, and out of her emotions in the name of Jesus. Oh, you said, Jesus, that we were healed, Lord. She's healed and whole right now. I touch her in the authority of the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you and I praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. I break every assignment of Satan, every principality and power in Jesus' name. I free her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Cancer. Is that what you had before? Did you get a bad report?
No.
When do you go?
18th.
Huh? 18th. Have you been feeling bad? Or you been any pains or... What's that mean? Huh?
All of both.
Pain and
everything.
Really? Yeah. And it was up in here somewhere, was it?
No.
Oh, it's all over. Mm-hmm. Oh. Hallelujah. Is it really keeping you awake at night?
Yeah.
You look very tired, dear.
Yeah.
Are you tired? Wouldn't you like to have a nice night's sleep?
Yes.
Father God, we thank you, Lord. Help her tonight, Lord Jesus, as only you can, as you lay her head down on the pillow. And right now, Lord, you said, Jesus, that she was healed. We were all healed, Lord. By your stripes, she is healed. By your blood, she is cleansed. By your death, she has died to cancer. She has resurrected into the healing power of you, Lord Jesus. This is all we can say. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that cancer is gone in Jesus' name. Cancer is gone in Jesus' name. And sleep will come, Lord. Sleep will come in Jesus' name. Oh, I want the God kind of faith to help her, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, just release it, Lord Jesus. Your healing love, Lord Jesus, into her body. Destroying every cancer cell in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. peace of Jesus, the peace of Jesus. She will not let her heart be troubled. She knows, because she knows that you touched her, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Help her to walk by faith and not by sight, Lord. Help her to walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, the peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, victory in Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you, dear. Hallelujah. You don't need prayer, do you? No. You do? I thought you said yours good. I'm only kidding you, dear. I'm only. Yeah. Raise your hands there. Yeah. Close your eyes. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yeah. She led. Praise God. Father God. Get your hands in your pockets. I sound like Judge Judy. Take those out of all the minds. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you feel different? Did you feel anything? You don't know if you felt anything? If I slapped you, you'd know it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, didn't you feel peace or anything?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you say that? This guy over here thinks it's funny. Gee, you forgot from there to there. Say, I'm healed.
I'm healed.
And whole.
I'm whole.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
You don't believe that, though, do you?
I do.
You do?
I
hope so. You hope so. Oh, that's good belief. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's let Jesus look past that.
Okay.
Amen. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. How come you guys don't come to church on Sunday and hear the word and everything else? Where do you go to church on Sunday? Oh, you don't go?
Yeah, I do.
Where do you go?
Discovery.
Discovery? What are you discovering? Is that where you go to church, Discovery?
Yes, sir.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, Discovery Church.
What is it, Spanish or something? Or no?
It's also called known as a Costco church because it's in front of Costco. Greg Lindsay is the pastor.
Oh. Do they do what I do?
What do you do?
What I'm doing now. Touch him, Lord. He can't see what I'm doing. Do they do what I do over there?
I don't think. I haven't seen it. If they do.
How long you been there?
For 6 months.
Oh, I think you'd have saw it if it was within 6 months. Did you ever seem like that over there? Why are you staying out from me? Did they preach the word?
Of course.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to turn against anybody who preaches the word, right?
Of course.
Do you know him personally?
Yes, sir.
Oh, personal friend.
Not a friend, but I know him personally.
Personally. Do you know him? You go in there because he does.
Yes.
Oh, he drag you there? God bless all of you. You're going to be all right. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you better sit there. Don't leave her. She gets up the floor and sees every y'all gone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Should be talking in tongues?
Spanish
tongues. No. We're talking about a heavenly language. Does she speak in a... Does she speak in a heavenly language?
Yeah, Spanish. It's a heavenly language.
What?
He's totally right.
No, he's not totally right. Tongues is a heavenly language. Don't try to turn it into a natural thing. Right? My God. I thought you said you was under the word. Who taught you that?
Spanish people.
Oh. This one? Hallelujah. Come here, dear. You chewing the gum. Come here. You can keep chewing. It's all right. Come up here. Come up here. Hallelujah. You can chew the gum. When I say stuff, is this your first time here?
No, actually my second.
Second?
Yes.
Was you chewing gum the first time?
No, I wasn't. That's why I'm embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed, dear. This is the kind of anointing I walk under. I didn't know your name, so I said you chewing gum. There could have been someone else back here chewing gum. Was there anybody else back here chewing gum? Oh, my God, two or three of them were. Look at that, see? Don't be embarrassed. Did I pray for you last time you was here?
Yes, you did, and you gave me a beautiful prophecy. Yes.
And?
Yes, all of the above.
Is it all of the above?
Promotion. You said promotion. You actually had, you were praying, you kind of went by me, and I was like, and you stopped about three people.
Were you smelling roses or something? Or what?
No, I was crying because you just walked by.
Oh.
I was just, feeling totally abandoned. My abandonment issues were coming out. But
the emotions were mentoring you, yeah,
you
okay,
very,
yeah.
Very good, very good. Yeah. And so three, you stopped. Turned back, you came to me and you said promotion. And
did you get a promotion?
My friends thought it was a job, but I knew what you were saying. God's taken me to the next level, and He has.
Oh.
This has been a really wild position right now because the ceiling's like, one of those things.
Praise
so
God.
So you're right on tonight.
Ah.
Right on.
Close your eyes.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Go back, Tom.
No. Come here. Close your eyes.
Can I get rid of my gum?
Well, you don't want to, you're afraid to swallow it?
Yes.
Here we are. Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah, that's right. Okay, close your eyes, dear. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you for your presence, your holy presence, Lord, that'll fall upon my sister, Lord, bringing relief, Lord, in her ankles and her legs, Lord, all through her back. We thank you, Lord, all through her muscles, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that you're going to relax the muscles, Lord. Relax the muscles. Some are up tight, Lord, and you're going to relax them, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Ooh. See, you're not taking it, so it's coming back on me. Do you know that?
No.
You don't, do you?
No.
You got to learn how to flow, dear. When you had your eyes closed, were you thinking about something?
Just God.
Just God?
Just to do what He wants me to do.
What do He want you to do? Just flow with Him. Shut your mind down. Close your eyes. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Did you have any trouble with your muscles when I was speaking over you? You having trouble in those areas? Listen, dear, it can't.
6 months ago, like I can walk now.
With God is not yes or no. It's yes.
Yes,
you're healed. Yes.
I'm walking in it.
But when I was speaking those things, was you having trouble with your muscles and sometimes your ankles and your legs and so? You are. You was.
Yes. Past tense.
Okay. When you went from here to here, was there any pain?
No.
Were they bothering you when you went from here to there?
No.
So then he ain't bothering you now, right?
No.
God bless you, dear. Praise God. I just want to make sure people realize when I'm speaking by the Holy Spirit, you was having these problems. That's the reason why I'm repeating all this stuff.
No, I understand that.
But I don't know if they do.
6 months ago, I wasn't moving. Now I am.
Oh, you wasn't moving 6 months ago? What was the matter?
I couldn't move. I couldn't pick up boxes
Was you mind froze? You know what that? You ever heard of mind being mind froze? Mind?
You know, I understand.
Wasn't functioning. It was frozen in an area that your mind's what tells you what to move and what so on and so forth.
Yes.
I think you're struggling with that. Hallelujah. And God thought it out. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Think on that. I think you have a mind that can shut yourself down at times. You have a mind that can cause your leg to go numb, cause your hands to go numb. Your only way out of this is to renew your mind with the Word of God. Your mind can shut your body down. And all through your life, it's done that from time to time. Have you ever had trouble breathing at times? Shortness of breath? No. Well, your mind is so strong that it shuts your limbs down at times. That's the reason why I said, did you have your brain freeze up? You got to be you personally, not everybody, but you personally, you've got to constantly speak the Word of God. Constantly speak the blood of Jesus. Constantly say, by His stripes I'm healed. Constantly say you're in the resurrection power of Jesus. In other words, old things have passed away, all things have become new. Then learn what the resurrection power is and walk in it and speak it so the Word will be working in you. Because if you don't, your mind's going to cripple you. You can rebuke it all you want, dear. I'm just telling you what God's telling me. I know people. I've been in ministry 35 years. I've seen this before. Because some people have a mind. So you know the Bible says the mind is enmity against God? It can't obey God. So it needs the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to renew it and obey God. Did you know that? That's in the Bible.
So you're telling me I'm a disobedience to God?
No, that's not what I said. You're misreading something.
Okay.
I'm saying your mind, not everybody, but your mind is so strong in areas, it can shut things down in your body. Everybody, this doesn't happen to everybody. I know someone personally that could do that until they were made aware of it by God and they didn't allow it to do it anymore. It's the thought process there. Being in ministry as long as I've seen all kinds of things, and that's one of the things I've seen, but I ain't seen that for a long time. God's telling me that. Doesn't mean you're in disobedience. Doesn't mean you're fighting God. It just means the natural mind has the ability in you, not everybody else, to shut parts of your body down. That may sound strange to you, but that's truth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, you heard something different tonight. I've known of people that could go in, lay on a gurney in front of a doctor, and the doctor would stick a needle in their leg, and they'd say they can't feel it. Your mind is very strong, believe me. And I'm not picking on you. I'm trying to promote you. I'm trying to make you aware of. See, the one thing we don't do is we don't understand our workings of our body and our mind by the Holy Spirit, by the Word of God. You need that more than most people. You need a really renewed mind. And I'm not going to keep on going because I think sometimes you take it the wrong way. You think like I'm telling you, you're disobedient, you're not going to receive things from God and everything else. I'm trying to give you a victory that you recognize something. Yeah, I know it's far out, but the supernatural is like that. You remember Hezekiah? He told Hezekiah to get his things in order. He was going to die. And then God, before the guy got out to the courtyard, he sent him back and said he's going to live because Hezekiah turned his head to the wall and prayed. But God never healed him. God said, put a fig on it. This is the strangeness of God. See, why wouldn't God say he's going to give him 15 more years? Why wouldn't he just say, Hezekiah, you're healed? He didn't. He said, you got to put a fig on it. So God's giving you some keys. Because when you learn it and you operate in it, you'll be operating in faith, and it'll never do it again to you. Praise God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Does anybody have anything going on in your body? I'm going to name some things. All right? God tonight is healing wrist. There's somebody who's got some stiff wrist or something. I don't know if they... What's that thing they call and you put a thing around it? Something like that. God's healing that. There's somebody who has, at night, has a really stiff-legged because your spine... There's something wrong with your spine, and God's healing your spine because your legs feel real stiff at night. After you slept a couple hours, they feel real strange to you. And God, there's something in your spine, and God's healing that. Whatever controls the legs, God's healing that that thing in your spine right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's somebody who has, my wife has some of these, some lung problems that God's healing right now in Jesus' name. There's somebody who's got a really bad vein going into your heart, and God is healing that right now. See, I'm going to say all things are possible if I believe. If I say it, then you got to believe it. Maybe if you don't believe it, you won't receive it. You know, maybe you're around this and you're saying, well, I don't know about that. That's too far out for me. That means you really haven't studied the strangeness of God from Genesis to Revelation. So when the Holy Spirit brings to your remembrance something strange he done, you think it's the devil. So we got to get in the Word of God and find out all the different things how God did, how he healed and how he done things, how he knocked Paul on his backside, who wasn't even saved. He overrode his will, a sovereign move of God upon a man. Then when he rose off the ground with blind eyes and a fast, he came out of that and served God the rest of his life. Didn't you think that's strange? Because we're taught you got to get saved first, filled with the Holy Ghost, then you can serve God. No, if you get a touch from God, you'll serve God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. God's got something in time to release. What's your first name? God's got something in time, a season in time that he's going to release in your life. Now, we're not talking about... See, everybody goes here and interprets things. God is telling you that he's got a season in time to release something in your life. So he hasn't forgotten you. You're going to get the fullness of God, what he promised you and what you studied in the Word of God and spoke in the Word of God. He has a season for you, but he is sovereignly going to move and release that into your life. Amen? How long you been saved, dear? 8 years? Is there something you read about in the Bible more than other things? It kind of draws your attention? I know we all love all the Word of God, but there's something that you lean towards in the Word of God. That's his season. That's what he's going to develop in you. So sometimes you read it for a couple of days, then you go other places and so on and so forth. But this seems to captivate you. It seems to get you excited. Well, that's what God's got in that season to release into you. He wants to know if you really want to receive it and you really want to get it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. There's somebody's got something, I don't know if it's a tailbone, but somebody's got something wrong with your tailbone, and God is healing that. Hallelujah. Does anybody have a sore tailbone? Bill. Oh, Bill. Yeah, see? Now, I didn't know that. This lady left, and that's really strange, isn't it? Well, I don't think it is. Some people think it is. How do you know that? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Take some time, dear. Take some time and see there's one thing. It covers many things, but there's one thing that really gets your attention. And that's what the season God's going to bring into your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Are you feeling better back there? She's shaking her head yes and smiling. Well, see, you got to help the worrywart. He's worrying. You know worrying sin? That means you don't have the faith in God. It's going to happen, brother. It's going to happen. You don't mind that I mentor you, do you? Praise God. Some people do. Some people don't like it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, oh, I said spine, tailbone, wrist. Yeah, Bill, that's Bill. I shouldn't have to go over and touch him. It should go. Now, if I'm going to have to take you out back, Bill, and spank, and huh? Ooh, they're saying thumbs up. Ooh. The whole family's going. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's some blessings coming to you. Has anybody ever stole off you? They didn't they? Ain't that funny? God's really concerned about that. He's going to return it. He's going to return. I'm going to ask the conditions of what or where. I'm just going to pray for you and believe that God's going to return it. Amen? Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. That was stolen off her, Lord. You'll return it, Lord. Multiply it back like it did Job, Lord. Multiply it back to her. This is a woman of God. Has a heart for you, Lord. And we pray, Lord, if the thief hasn't been caught, the thief will be caught. The thief will be spanked by God, but this woman of God will have it returned to her. We don't know the workings of you, Father God, but we know, Lord, you put a coin in a fish's mouth, Lord. It didn't come from a Denver mint. It came out of your power, Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Lord, that you can replace what was stolen from her finances back into her either bank account or have it come through some way and make this woman realize that there's a God alive, a God that loves her, that wants a return that which was stolen off her. Satan, you are truly the thief, and we bind you right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for the angels are released, Lord, to bring into her life that which was stolen back to her and bless her in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Well, let's see what God's going to do now. If anybody needs prayer, come up here in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I don't know if someone's got a pulled muscle or something like a hernia, but it's not a hernia in your stomach and it's bothering you when you walk certain ways and do certain things. If that's somebody here, is there anybody here? It's not a hernia now, but it feels like there's something pulled there. Anybody here feel like that? Anybody? Well, it ain't you too, Bill, is it? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. How you doing, dear? Oh, Father. Father God, we pray peace upon her and upon her daughters, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. The peace of God. Oh, praise you, Jesus. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. Oh, the peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, the peace of Jesus. Oh, the peace of Jesus. Ah, praise you, Jesus. Oh. Whew. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, the peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the peace of Jesus. Whew. Whew. Whew.
peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. That's all right. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Of Jesus, the peace of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the peace of Jesus, the peace of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the peace of Jesus, the peace of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the peace of Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Isn't God good?
All the time.
All the time. Praise your Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, praise your Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise your
Jesus. You're talking about. Uh-huh. It feels like a tour, but it's not a hernia. I just feel like when I.
Yeah, it's not a hernia. I knew it wasn't. I told, said it wasn't.
When
yeah.
When I move certain ways, I can feel like it pulls.
Mm-hmm.
Or I sit a certain way.
Father God, she came up here by faith, Lord. She's the one that had that feeling, Lord, like it's not a hernia, but like it pulls when she moves certain ways. We thank you, Lord. And just take it all, Jesus. Take it all, Master. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Isn't God good all the time, isn't he? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Did anybody come in here with pain and is gone now? Anybody got testimony? You walked in. What did you have when you came in, dear? And it's gone? Sure. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, King Jesus. We love you, Lord. Huh? Oh. Okay. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, dear.
You know, my oldest grandson that comes, the little Mexican boy,
mm-hmm.
He hated wearing glasses. On the way to church one day, he said, "Can God heal my eyes?" I said, "Sure." He came up. You said, "Are you coming up for your mom?" He said, "No." And you waited to see what he wanted. He wouldn't tell you. You prayed, whatever. He does not need glasses.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Is this your daughter here? Huh? It's not? Huh? Yeah. No. Right. Correct. How old are you now, dear? 44. You know something?
God has really started to work in your life. He's really been moving in your life. But lately you've backed off for some reason. You haven't given him your attention or fellowship and so on and so forth. And that's what God wants to revive in you. God wants you to get closer. Because what God's going to do through you, you're going to help people. You have been damaged in some areas. But the resurrection power, you learn to walk in that. You're learning not to run the old film. You're learning to run the new film. And as you learn, I've spoken over you before, haven't I? I haven't? Oh, you've never been here before? There was someone like you that went to your church. Back? I don't. But anyway, God's going to revive something in you. Sometimes we all get caught up in the Lord and the Bible and everything else, but there's a relationship. There is something he wants you to become a good steward over. Do you speak in tongues?
Yes, sir.
Are you praying in tongues as often as you can?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But there's something. I can see a white picket fence, and I can see you opening a gate, and it's all green grass on the other side, but you seem to be stuck here. And God, the Holy Spirit's going to help you go through the gate. We're not talking heaven now. We're talking something here on earth. And all the green grass means there's new beginnings. There's new beginnings in your life. So it doesn't matter if you're 50, 30, 40, whatever you are, there's green grass, new beginnings coming in your life. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that she's going through that purity of that gate, Lord. And she's walking out, Lord, in the green grass, new beginnings. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus Christ, what you're doing in her life, Lord. And I thank you for the impartation right now, Lord, that's bringing encouragement. It's bringing fire, Lord. It's bringing the peace of God. Her heart will no longer be troubled, Lord, but she'll walk in the things she knows she can walk in, promised by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, the very finished work of Jesus is coming to her right now, Lord. Oh, the visions are coming to her right now, Lord. She's going to see into the heavenly realm, Lord, and she's going to be able to bless many people and tell people how there truly is a heaven, how there truly is a resurrection power, how there truly is green grass, how there truly is new beginnings, because she'll be walking in it, and the words she speaks will be wisdom they won't be able to resist. In Jesus' name, amen. Father God, I touch my sister, Lord, in the holy name of Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's moving you into encouragement, and God's moving you away from voices. I don't mean demon voices, but people say things sometimes that are hurtful, and God is going to cover you with the blood. And God's going to teach you how not to be mented by your emotions, but be mented by the Holy Spirit. It's going to bring joy to you. Happiness is going to come inside of you. Joy is going to rise up in you. And it's going to be a happiness that you haven't experienced before. But God says it's no longer on the shelf. It is now in your spirit by the Holy Spirit that you can have the joy of the Lord. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that all of this is being stirred up by the anointing and power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, yeah, mighty God, mighty God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you tonight, Lord, for your presence. We thank you, Lord, that you'll settle that woman, Lord, on her, Lord, that she'll realize that what she heard is he heard from God. And we thank you, Lord, that sometimes we are all in a self-destructive mode, and God is moving people out of that self-destructive mode. It could be through pornography, booze, pot, or whatever it is. But sometimes it's just in us, self-destruction that the enemy has built in us over weeks and months and years. And I pray for that woman that walked out, Lord, that she'll realize and be taught by the Holy Spirit, Lord, instead of walking away from the strangeness of God. We thank you and praise you, Lord, that she'll receive the blessings, Lord. And when something else happens, Lord, she's not going to examine anything else but herself. And the Holy Spirit will anoint her and bring her out of that in Jesus' holy name. We just give you praise and honor and glory. We exalt and lift you up, Lord Jesus. We draw all attention to you. We know, Lord Jesus Christ, that you are the only way to our Father God in heaven. So we just give you praise and honor and glory that you have accepted us into the kingdom. Our names are written down in the book in heaven, Lord. You have given us your Holy Spirit to serve you on this earth. We surely desire, Lord, the God kind of faith, Lord. The God kind of faith, Lord, that operates out of love, Lord. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that that faith will operate in this place and each one of these people's lives, Lord. I pray over Pastor Smith's church, Lord, and his people, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that the anointing will increase in his life, in his associates, Lord, and big things are coming from God. Big things that have been stored away, so to speak, are now going to be released into his life. So he's going to see the manifestations of his prayers, of his associate, of the church down there, of his wife, Lord. She has great desires, Lord, along with him, Lord, to flow in the supernatural, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you're training and teaching, Lord, and counseling him and comforting him, Lord, and strengthening him, Lord, that he may go forward, Lord, to build a building, to have it filled, Lord, to have a revival, Lord, a move of the mighty hand of God in his church. And we know it's moving now, but we see greater things, Lord. We don't want to get quiet and settle in, Lord. We want to think great things because you're a great God, Father God. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that mountains will move, Lord, as we speak in Jesus' name. So I bless that family, Lord. I bless that church, and I bless it in the authority and the power of the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah.